This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, the Chris Martin thing is kind of weird. Did you pay any attention to that yesterday?
Yeah, this is nuts.
They only eat one meal a day?
Yeah. And
Chris Martin, Coldplay's Chris Martin, the ex, Mr. Ex Gwyneth Paltrow, apparently got this from Bruce.
Yeah, that he said that they were having lunch one day, and Bruce's wife, Patty, had told him that Bruce stays in such great shape because he only eats one meal a day.
And it's always lunch?
Yes.
Okay.
And Chris Martin basically says he stops eating at 4 p.m. every day, and he has his lunch, and that's it. Yeah.
So it's just like an intermittent fasting thing?
Yeah, it's extreme intermittent fasting.
It's extreme. Didn't science just determine that intermittent fasting doesn't work anyway?
Trainer Dan did.
Trainer Dan is not an intermittent fasting guy, but could you do that? Could you only do one meal a day?
Yeah, I could do that.
You could?
Yeah, I've done that before.
You have? Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you do it now?
I do it now.
You do it now?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do
you
sometimes.
Snack.
Oh, no, you snack throughout the show.
Like they don't snack. They don't snack.
I see you snacking throughout the program.
Oh, so you're saying a meal?
Yeah.
But if you have a granola bar, that
counts.
Yeah, they just do one meal a day.
See, I question whether or not when they say one meal, I question whether or not they're snacking, whether it's having raisins or an apple or something like that. I don't think they're just going. They're only eating once.
Well, I think that would be irony because I think Chris Martin has a child who is named Apple.
Apple, yeah.
Yes, but I don't. I think the whole thing is you just eat one meal a day. That's it.
Yeah. It sounds like torture. Why would you do that to yourself?
Of looking good, Chime. They're rock stars. They can't be fat.
There's other people that look great too. You just get yoked like The Rock or something and eat five meals a day.
The other thing is you know that that meal that they're having is not delicious because it's probably very green.
Right, right.
No dressing.
Yeah. No, I don't. I could not. No surprise. I could not do that. This is Ed from Long Island. What's up, Ed?
Yeah, does anybody there think that this is poor timing on Jaylen Brown's part? I mean, it's so hard to win a championship, as the Celtics know now. Couldn't he have waited for the offseason to make all these comments? I wonder if it's going to cause any internal turmoil.
I don't know. I mean, he was asked to do the interviews. He was asked to do the interview with the New York Times a week ago. He did the interview. I mean, I don't know.
What's and then the Ringer one, I think, was in January. There's still no clarification on that. So if they chose to drop it now, that's kind of...
I mean, I'm assuming if there's an issue that he has, then they know about it in the locker room, right?
Did you feel better or worse about where he stands with the Celtics after he spoke about it? Because I felt a little bit better.
I felt better where essentially he was trying to clarify that he's, I don't know, to sum up what he said, he's not, you know, if the team loves him wherever he goes, then he'll, you know, he's going to love the team back essentially,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, I guess Wiggy says there's no way to repair the relationship, which is so essentially like the horse is already out of the barn thing. But I think you could fix it if you're the Celtics. I don't understand why you think you couldn't fix it.
Right, but I think, another part that people might be missing out, the likelihood of him getting the Supermax, the $290 million, is probably extremely, extremely low, right? So in order to get the Supermax, you got to be in the league for, I think it's 7 to 8 seasons.
Which he will be next year.
But then you have to have one of these three. Been an All-NBA team, which I don't know if that's going to happen, an MVP, or named Defensive Player of the Year in the most recent season. So
yeah. He's not getting that.
Yeah, and you're probably not getting MVP. He's
probably not getting MVP.
So his only way to get it is if he is named to an all-NBA team. And they have three of them, so basically one of the top 15 players in the NBA. And so that might be hard to do. Mm-hmm. So if he doesn't get that, I mean, he's still going to get good money, and the Celtics will have more for him to choose from. But now he might go, okay, if I go somewhere else, maybe I'm only leaving $40 million on the table or $50 million on the table, and my peace of mind is better. And my boy Nelly, he hit me up, and he said, think about this as another thing that this could factor into the equation. Now, I don't know how serious him and Bernice Burgos are, but she might be like, yo, let's get someplace where we can really blow up.
And we looked it up. She's from New York.
Yes, she's from New York as a black couple, and we can really do some things on the business side, the city side, and all that other stuff. Because I talk there, and I don't know if I said it on air, there are people that I know, I'm like, I tell them, yo, come up and visit me, bro. They're like, man, I'm not coming to Boston. You want to see me? You need to come to D.C. or Houston.
This is, and we know you don't like to travel because you didn't go to Courtney's wedding.
Oh,
hello, yeah. TC.
What's up, guys? Good What's day up, to you all. Please just hear me out on this.
Yeah.
What all this Jaylen Brown stuff does is just, it just proves, you know, what I've been saying for so long, and it's so sad to see, but it just shows the NBA how much of a joke it is. So here's the situation. They're so out of touch with reality, like real life. Poor Jaylen Brown, what a tough life the guy's got, right? And please just hear me out on this. He can't handle, he just can't show up and play, right? It's such a bad, like such a stressful, but yet look at Evgeny Malkin, Sidney Crosby. Look at Leon Draisaitl, Connor McDavid. Look at Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane. Nothing but success. Nobody's worried about, oh, I'm second fiddle, or oh, this or all that. You just show up. Be grateful for the fact that you're still doing something that many people dream to do and would love to do, and just be a good person. Stop being so selfish. It's so disgusting.
But that's what they're like. I don't know if you can blame TC. I don't know if you can blame him for it, because that's what the league is. Like, the opportunity.
That's my point.
Yeah. The opportunity exists for those guys whenever they're unhappy and whatever the reason is. To just haul off and go somewhere else.
Like Wiggy's talking about getting on Love and Hip Hop versus like winning or whatever show it is with you know, the couples or reality TV that played in the NBA. They're worried about things like this. Show up, play, be grateful for what you have.
I think also the league is different. Like, you can't compare hockey to basketball, because basketball.
No. Not at all.
No, because basketball, like, you always have an alpha, the guy who is the face of the team. And then, like, you know, we always talk about the call of the Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
In hockey, your second player, who's the face of the team here? Bergeron, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Pasta's your best player.
Yeah.
In the sense of your best goal scorer.
Yeah.
So you could do that in hockey, because a lot of times you might be on two different lines.
Yeah.
Where in basketball, you're on the same court as one ball, and we have to share it.
Thank God you have Marchand to protect the face of the
team. Damn right. Sticks
it's
up.
True.
You can say whatever you want about Brad Marchand, but a Pete Blackburn pointed out,
that's
great friend.
A great friend. All-time friend.
And guess what, TC? Patrick Kane only wanted to go to New York.
Yeah, that is true.
Did not want to go anywhere else.
That is true. Yeah, you're right about that. All right. Hey, quick note for next week, Thursday. It's the home opener, Red Sox back at Fenway, and we will be at Time Out Market doing the show there from 6 to 10 on Thursday morning. So I hope you come by and say what's up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.